So the biggest thing that we find with bears in urban areas, you know, the bears were here first. They've always been around. So a lot of people don't realize that. They're new to the area, or they just have never seen them. What they don't realize is some actions on their part, you know, not taking care of your trash, leaving bird feeders up, those things attract bears. That draws bears into populated areas. And over time, you know, what might have been a bear you saw in the yard, now it's coming up onto the deck. Pretty soon it's trying to get into the house, into the garage. Soon it's a human safety issue. And my only option at that point is euthanizing or relocating. Relocating is not very effective, right? The bears came because they couldn't find habitat that was open elsewhere. There's another bear already there. And so if we relocate, we run the risk of putting a bear on somebody else's, you know, home territory. That bear may kill it. They'll kill each other to defend their territories. Other thing that we see a lot is bears will come back to where they were relocated from. So they come right back, and in doing so, they've got to cross a bunch of roads. We see a lot get hit by cars, things of that nature. So even though we try to do something that on the surface is to the benefit of that bear, you know, even by not killing it, we're killing it, if that makes sense. And so we're trying to educate people here. You know, we've got these bear skins out. Most of these animals were either put down by wildlife officers or hit on the roads as well. So, you know, their deaths serve as an ambassador on the behalf of other bears to say, you know, if people don't do a better job, this will continue. And so if we can avoid that, we want to. You know, a lot of people think, well, if we call CPW, Coral Parks and Wildlife, they're just going to come and kill the bear every time. That's the farthest thing from the truth. What happens is, you know, the first time they see a bear, they don't call because they think that we're just going to kill it. And then the neighbor doesn't do the same thing. And you go down the line, and pretty soon this bear's been here for weeks, months, done all these bad things, gotten into trash, bird feeders, lots of bad habits. So when they finally call us, my only option is to euthanize that animal. If they call us up front, we can do community education. We can do site visits and say, okay, here's what the issues are. Let's fix the actual problem, which is not the bear, so that, you know, on behalf of these bears, so we can help these bears live longer lives. And so people are kind of their own worst enemy in those senses. And so if you call us sooner, then I don't have to kill the bear because we can talk about the root of the problem, which is human behavior. So any opportunity I get to do that, we try to take advantage of. You know, being here at the Farmers Market Day is a great opportunity. Lots of folks coming through we get to chat with and educate them on what they can do better for the betterment of the bears.
What are the three main things that you will suggest to the residents here in Boulder that we must do in order to take care of these beautiful animals that right now, when there's smoke in the air and the forests are getting burned, I'm pretty sure their activities are different, huh?
So yeah, it's pretty local, right? So the wildfires that we're seeing the smoke from here are from out of state, essentially, it's blowing in. And we do have some smaller ones throughout the state. You know, last year was a really bad fire year here, though. But it's pretty short-term effects, right? It pushes them out as the fires are burning. As the spring comes back, we get a lot of new regrowth, which is actually really good habitat. It's things that the bears can eat, the deer, the elk, all the animals. You know, it's really good for them in that sense. So it's not necessarily just in fire years. We've been really lucky this year. We had a lot of spring rain. We didn't have a late frost, and so, you know, wild berries, wild fruits, they're doing really well. And so that's actually lessening the impacts here in town. But we will always have bears in and around Boulder, right? That's never going to change. A couple things that we see, trash and bird feeders are the biggest ones. You're not securing your trash properly. Even if you have a bear-resistant can, if you don't use it right, then you might as well not use it at all because the effect is the same. The bear will get to the trash. The bird feeders are the other one. That's bird seed. That's hummingbird feeders with the liquid. That's the bird suet. All things on a bear's mind are nice, tasty treats. They can get the same amount of calories from a single bird feeder as they can, you know, an entire day of picking berries, you know, in the wild. And so given a choice of working all day for the same food or going eating for 5 minutes and getting the same calories, because that's all they're cared about, it's a pretty easy choice, right? It's if you have to go out and harvest your own food versus going to a fast food restaurant, which one are you going to pick if you're hungry now and I need to eat real quick? So taking care of those two things, and like we talked about, reporting it. And that's, you know, reporting to us, the authorities, but also talking to your neighbors about it. You know, if they're new to town, if they just don't have that same experience with bears, education is a huge thing. And so doing your part to educate neighbors. You know, if you're not comfortable, the neighbor maybe doesn't want to hear what you have to say, that's fine if you tried or if it didn't work. You know, call us for those same reasons. We're happy to go and have those conversations that need to be had in order to educate folks for the betterment of the bears.
Thank you so much for the explanation. And you see, again, you have tons of kids touching the skin of the bears and really interesting. They are the best ambassadors, huh?
They really are, and it's an unfortunate, you know, sort of set of circumstances that led these bears to die, but the kids love the tactile part of it. They get to come and pet a bear, which, you know, there's really nowhere else you could go and do that. So having these skins helps draw in the kids, bring the parents in with them so we can actually have a meaningful conversation with parents. And yeah, the kids and the bear hides here are what's really driving everything. They're the real champions of the day.
They also get stickers, huh?
Yeah, everybody loves stickers, so we've got plenty of those too for the kids to help out. And it's a reminder too, you know, that sticker, as the parents, you see it on the fridge or on something to the kids, like, oh yeah, you know, I need to put the trash out at the right time or something. You know, just those little reminders can help long term with those educational points.
Thank you so much. I have been speaking with Tyler Asnikar, District Wildlife Manager, here at the Farmers Market, where a lot of people have been coming, touching the skin of these dead bears, but getting an education at the same time in how we need to take care of our trash and our bird feeders and everything else so that our bears will not need to be relocated or die. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longobetter.